It was quite the busy weekend for the Washington Redskins Charitable Foundation, beginning on Friday afternoon as they hosted 315 students at the First Place Redskins Read Celebration, which took place at Phyllis E. Williams Spanish Immersion School in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Being the First Place Redskins Read winner, the school was treated to a Redskins Read rally, and each classroom were given books, which will help enhance their bilingual library, along with a set of Chromebooks to use for various activities. Four Redskins players came out to celebrate with the teachers and students: tight end Niles Paul, defensive lineman Anthony Lanier II, defensive lineman Joey Embu, and wide receiver Ryan Grant. The players had a fantastic time as they took part in a touchdown dance competition, a story writing relay, and a few special visits to some third and fourth graders. For the players, it was all about spending quality time with the students and letting them know how important reading really is.
It's extremely important. I know growing up, my mother always used to make me read before I went to practice, and it sometimes felt like a punishment, but the older I got, the more I realized how important it was and how it helped excel me in the classroom.
Speaking for myself, I used to read a lot, and it helped me with my grades, you know, obviously, but I think that they are interested in reading. I've saw a lot of bright kids out there that were throwing huge words out that I didn't know at that age, so I think reading's a priority, especially for this school.
The good times rolled on Saturday as the Redskins Charitable Foundation, Barnes & Noble, and Everybody Wins D.C. hosted the 2017 Redskins Read Book Fair at the Barnes & Noble store at Tyson's Corner. The celebrity guest from the Redskins was none other than linebacker Ryan Kerrigan, who spent an hour reading books to children, along with taking pictures and signing autographs for those in attendance. A percentage of all book purchases during the day will benefit literacy programs throughout the community.
Ryan, how was it reading to the kids? You were into it, and they were into it as well.
It was a lot of fun. Anytime you can pull out the Dr. Seuss and get those tongue twisters going, it's pretty fun.
And this particular group seemed to know who you were, and you had a couple of real small Redskins fans who visited. How does that make you feel?
It was really cool. I mean, this is a good event. It's fun to get the kids out here and get involved.
And when you do something like this, it may be a little bit different than Kerrigan's Corner, where you're helping kids who are physically in need. You're trying to stimulate these kids. Could you speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, I think this is a very important initiative, especially to reach the young kids and promote literacy and lifelong love of reading. So this is a very good event, and it's really cool that the Charitable Foundation puts this on.